Oh, that's right. It's very disappointing about it, that competition now, and with so high hopes, you know, of doing fairly well in that competition. And you're right, going out in penalties is a lottery, but if I'm being honest, it should never have went to penalties. If we had taken half the chances we created in the first half, I suppose in fairness to the Limerick side, they defended stoutly and they blocked every single shot going towards goal.
You know, just against the run of play, Raymond, by all accounts, your team had the chances. They should have really, by speaking to you earlier on, they should have really took those chances. It just didn't occur for them.
Well, that is right. The thing about it is that this is a good squad. The Donegal League have a good squad at the moment, and very, very good players in there. And on another day, they would have easily went through. But as I say, you need a wee bit of luck too, no matter what sport you're in. And you need the rub of the green, and certainly Limerick had the rub of the green last night, because they defended stoutly, as I said, and we just could not get that ball across that line. We had crossbars and posts and every part of the defender's body. And they defended stoutly, I suppose. And on another night, had we taken them chances, I'd be talking to you now about a semi-final and not been out of the competition.
Your lads' head didn't drop after Limerick side Jamesborough scored. They scored the opening goal. They fought back, got that equaliser. Ronan McHugh got it. So all signs at that stage of the game was that Donegal could have sneaked one at the end.
Well, if I'm being honest, I'll say the Limerick side probably started the better, to be honest. In the opening, maybe the opening 10, 15 minutes, they would, you know, they looked lively, looked good. But then we completely took over over that half, and we got into our strides, and every one of the boys played well. And as I said, on another night, another day, it would be a different scoreline. But you could not fault their attitude and their effort. But you know, it just wasn't to be for some reason or other. But what I will say is that there is potential in that bunch of lads. So looking good for the Donegal League next year, maybe.
There's a number of well-known footballers that played this year. Kevin McHugh was the captain, and just one of his goals was to lift the cup. If you go back to 1983, since Donegal last did that, and I suppose that's the disappointment factor in it, Raymond, for you.
Very much so. You know, when we took on this job at the start of the season, myself and Wozzy McGowan and the boys, Mickey McGlynn and that, Colin Ferry, we had high aspirations because, you know, as I said, there's very good talent in this league of ours, and you know, we had trials obviously, and then you kind of headhunt a couple of boys as well, and the response that we were getting was absolutely what we wanted to hear, because we had our objectives and our ideas, and when you get a group of lads like that and set them down and hear what they, you know, their thoughts on it, it all argued good for this competition, you know, and you know, I'm just very, very disappointed and very feel sorry for the lads, you know, because they put in a massive effort, you know, they've given up their time, they came to trainings with loads and loads of friendly games, you know, and they're in a competitive league as well, and you know, with their own club, so I mean, it's fair play to everybody concerned, all the clubs that allowed the lads to come to our trainings and our friendly games in preparation for this competition. That nobody can be faulted whatsoever. And nobody played bad last night either. And we've got a great squad from a goalkeeper right through to the 25th man in the squad. Every one of them was exceptional, so hats off to them.
Throughout the games against Inishowen and Sligo, Leitrim, I know throughout the course of the year he's haven't really got beat. He did get beat last night on penalties, but it just shows the improvement that the team has made this year so far, not getting defeated.
That's right. Well, I mean, that was the whole idea. You see, we put this squad together, and that was the whole idea. If you don't get beat, and you score goals, you're going to win. So that was it. We haven't gotten beat in the competition, although, as you rightly said there, we went out in penalties. But, I mean, over the 90 minutes or 100 minutes, 110 minutes, we haven't been beaten. And anyway, any team that goes to penalty shootout, that's just the luck of the draw. And I mean, their keeper just happened to bring off one very good save, and that was it. That was the only penalty that was missed. All the rest of the penalties were scored from both teams. So I feel sorry for the lad that missed the penalty. But listen, he didn't go there intentionally to do that. And if he had, and in fact, he had a great chance. He was very, very unlucky not to get the winner with his header in 90 minutes. So the thing about it is that's the thing that's the positives I'm going to bring out of this is that we have good players at our disposal in the Donegal League, and I do believe no matter who takes it on next year or whatever. It's not next year, but you have to put it's destined to come to Donegal very, very soon.
Working hard this year, Raymond. It's suppose we haven't a long time to reflect on last night's defeat. Obviously, not the result, but we can through a number of days. You'll reflect on the work, the panel of players you brought together, and you added to that panel coming in towards this particular game. Young Ronan McLaughlin joined, and obviously he got the equaliser last night. So it just shows there's still, as you indicated, a lot of opportunity there for Donegal next year.
Absolutely, be Ronan McHugh. Yeah, brilliant wee player up from Donegal Town. He's one of the lads that come in, and we will always be looking at players. The squad is going to be 100 big as far as I'm concerned, because it doesn't matter how many we have. We've got the talent, and if they're willing enough, if the boys are willing enough to come on board and represent their league, then we'll be happy to have them. And obviously, if they're good enough, they're definitely going to be there. So. Yes, it does look good for next season, because there's loads and loads of serious good talent out there, and loads of different teams. So that's only the tip of the iceberg, as the man says. This is my baptism, along with Wizzy, and that to this Oscar Turner setup. So I mean, I've followed the Oscar Turner for a good number of years now, and I've seen what Brian Dorian had. Brian Dorian kind of brought a good bit of professionalism to it, as far as I'm concerned. That's no disrespect to anybody else whatsoever, but. But that's kind of taught me a wee lesson, and maybe to how to go about it. And again, obviously, you have to have the talent, or you won't be able to do it anyhow. And we certainly have the talent. And as I say, I feel gutted for the boys, not for myself, but I feel gutted for the footballers, the lads that was representing, because they did definitely give 100%.
This year, the competition. From by talking your body language, you're saying that the players really give it 150%. Was that not prevalent, do you think, Raymond, years beforehand? Maybe now that has been set in stone, and the next couple of years hopefully it's going to be brighter for Donegal in that competition.
I think you're right. It's not maybe that fellas didn't disrespect the thing or whatever, but maybe they just didn't take it all that serious. Maybe they thought, it's only the Oscar Tenor, and it's a deflection away from the league, and it hinders and bothers maybe trainers and stuff like that there. But this year, especially, and thank you as well. I mean, he was getting good commitment from the lads as well. But I mean, this year in particular, because it's my first year, so I just seen serious desire from our lads. Nobody will ever say, listen, we're going to go and win this thing, but we're definitely going to go and try and do our best. And that's what it was all about. And you'll hear them in the dressing room. And they'll be talking to one another, and they'll be telling them, listen, boys, you need to up another 10%. We need to go at this. And it's great to see and hear that in the dressing room, because that means them boys are really, really focused. And when they're focused, it's very easy for us as a management team to manage them. And they're all good footballers, so they're easy managed, to be honest.